I took French for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years of my of my life throughout high school and college. And guess what? I'm still not fluent. I want to go to Paris and talk to someone in French, in France, en français, and not have them switch to English.
I was just in a Spanish-speaking country, and man, some of my friends, their language skills, they blew me out of the water. I was just out of my depth. And I said, you know, I really would love to be able to speak as well as these people abroad. What a delightful skill to have to be able to do so. So maybe I need to get into my Rosetta Stone era.
They're the most trusted language learning program, and you can use it on desktop or as an app. They've been trusted for 30 years with millions of users, and they offer 25 languages. They got Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish, and more. They immerse you. They don't do English translation, so you really learn to speak. You listen, you think in the language. It's very intuitive. You pick a language, you start with words, then you move on to phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
Whoa.
And their app has a built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. They're convenient. Like I said, they have a desktop and an app option. And you can have a lifetime membership, which includes all 25 languages for all the trips you're going to take, all the language needs that you have in your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. It's a steal. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Who Weekly listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/who. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/who today.
You will drain it. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They want to know.
To be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Elizabeth Chambers does not allow her kids to have iPads on the plane.
That's honestly just like her own...
Part of me is like, I'm not a parent, but good luck, Elizabeth
issue.
Chambers.
Yeah, right. No, like as not
kids
a parent.
On a plane? Kids on a plane? You give them an iPad. I'm sorry.
As somebody who knows people with kids, even I'm like, kids on a plane, they need the iPad. Kids in a restaurant?
Give them an iPad. My nephews have only been on a plane once, but they've been on like road trips to like grandma and grandpa's house, like long ones.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law and my sister bought little iPads for them just for the plane.
Yeah.
And then they used them on a really, really long road trip where they like drove to New Mexico. And
yeah.
The moment they got off the plane and out of the car, my sister was like, okay, iPads off. Those are just travel iPads. And she was like, I'm not saying that it works for everyone because that's rude to say that any parenting strategy works for everyone. But she goes, they've never once asked for them, not being on the thing. Isn't that interesting?
Well, must be nice for your sister in her situation. But everyone's is different and iPads are great, especially for kids. Why did we start the podcast like this?
Do you know what she uses instead of iPads? I got them these big sticker books. She also has wisps, like the toothbrush things. She has Aquaphor. She has a Polaroid of her husband. Moving into their first condo in 2010. It's just in her bag.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about your sister. I was like,
oh, no, no, no.
Why
no, no,
are
no,
we
no,
still
no,
talking
no.
about your sister?
Oh, no, 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 no. Altoids, bows. Yeah. She has bobby pins.
Okay,
she's
I don't care about this.
She's
Did
a heart-shaped
you just open the
Swiss
page up?
Chocolate.
I don't care about this.
Yeah,
I don't care
to
about
see.
This.
Well, the reason I open these, I've said this before, but the reason I open the what's in my bag, it's like spot the spawn. Which one is she being paid for? And I think it is
Wisps.
Bird granola.
That's her company. She
yeah.
makes that.
So it's she's just promoting her own granola.
But that doesn't really, actually, that doesn't really count. I also just got a text from our friend Kiara with a screenshot of a Daily Mail article, which I actually was looking at 4 minutes before she sent it to me, which says a lot about me and a lot about how my friends think of me, but that's a whole other thing. No, I appreciate this, Kiara. She said, you probably have seen this, but I lolled. And the headline says, Brad Pitt's close friend Aaliyah Shawkat wraps up in padded jacket as she jets out of LA, after being spotted with the A-list actor a number of times. That is like a very weird Daily Mail construction of a thought and moment. No?
So after we were talking about after we were talking about before recording, we had seen a gossip thing that said, actually, Aaliyah Shawcott and Brad Pitt are dating, which is like, right. Okay, we've reached the point in the cycle where we're just starting all over again.
Well, and we just friended it. It got overblown. Then we got just friends. And now we're back to the start again. It's a cycle.
Like, we're Brian McKnighting. We're back at one. So yeah, we're back at sure. one. They are absolutely dating. But I just searched Aaliyah Shawcott because I wanted to find like more like trash sites saying that they were dating.
Yeah.
And you search Aaliyah Shawcott and then
I'm here.
It's Gossip Cops. But look at the top. I'm screaming.
It's two Gossip
Cops. The top says, I have different ones. Did you search Aaliyah Shawcott or Aaliyah Shawcott and Brad Pitt? Because I searched Aaliyah Shawcott.
Just Aaliyah Shawcott. I've got two Gossip Cops that are both
on top stories. My top stories are The Daily Mail, Brad Pitt's close friend, Aaliyah Shawcott wraps up in padded jacket. Yes. And the other two, I'm screaming, uh-huh. the other two uh-huh. are uh-huh. number one, Aaliyah Shawcott, : when Brad Pitt's love interest came out as bisexual. Which also the press cannot handle that she's bisexual. It's like, no, a bisexual can't. Woman is dating a man? They like, can't. Yeah. And then it says,
it's actually really funny that people who are gay can't handle that, and also people who are straight can't handle that. Do you know what I mean?
No one can handle it. Bisexuality no one can like, handle... fucks everyone up. Shout out to the bisexual hooligans, because they're like, tell me about it. Brad Pitt and Aaliyah Shawcott, : unseen photos from their public outings together. Do you know what the name of this website is? I've never seen it somehow.
No.
The News.
Is it the news in Australia or something?
It's just the news. And I've never seen... Well, I clicked it and it's thenews.com/.pk. Which one's PK?
I have no idea, but it's like the news in... It's like one of those like other country websites. Other country websites.
PK URL. I have... .pk. Oh, Pakistan. The news in Pakistan. So the news in Pakistan is
like... Do you want to hear what mine are?
Bisexual queen.
Yeah, mine are two Gossip Cops, which you know they're both false, but the Gossip Cop acts like they're true in the headline to make you click, and then you find out they're false. It's literally the biggest. Honestly, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. So we got one is Brad Pitt worried about Aaliyah Shawcott handling the scrutiny of dating him? ? And then number two is Jennifer Aniston broke down in tears after learning Brad Pitt is dating Aaliyah Shawcott? ?
She was laughing, people. She broke down in tears laughing.
I mean, truly, also, then you click it and you know Gossip Cop is very upset about anyone talking about Jennifer Aniston. So after putting that in the headline to make you click that, he probably says, unfortunately, Star is now pretending to know Aniston's reaction to her ex-husband's imaginary romance. The magazine claims the actress was enjoying a night out with friends when she received a text saying Pitt had a new girlfriend. An alleged insider tells the outlet, Jen was at a restaurant with friends when she learned that Brad was dating Aaliyah. When Jen opened the text, her mouth dropped. The magazine doesn't bother to mention who sent the text, when it happened, or where Jen Aniston was dating. It's like, you just put the full quote in there. What are you talking about?
Her jaw dropped.
Of course, Pitt and Aniston never got back together, so even if the actor was dating Shawcott, which he isn't, his ex-wife wouldn't be disturbed by the news. Fuck you. Fuck you, Gossip Cop.
God. Okay, so we are doing...
I will say, whether or not they're dating, the attention that she's getting from this is going to suck big time for her. No offense to Brad Pitt, but it is not worth hanging out with him.
Look at the photo.
Any amount of time.
So the photos I just sent you are in the wrong order. But the first one is like her actually arriving at JFK in the like arrivals driveway area.
Right.
And then the second one is like clearly her waiting in line for TSA pre-check. And she's like, okay, I'm fully sick of this now. She's like, it was kind of cute at first. And she's like, I hate this.
I know. It's definitely not. Brad Pitt is, I'm sure, is a very nice person and great, but it's not worth hanging out with Brad Pitt three times to like be stalked by the paparazzi for
Why is there not a headline that is Brad Pitt dating Aaliyah Shawcott? Maybe.
Oh, that's funny.
That's fun, right?
That's funny for like four fans.
That cousin of yours is a hell of a girl. It's too bad you can't date her.
Wait, you wouldn't have a problem with that? Nothing.
Did you see Olivia Jade is back on YouTube?
Yeah, she's like, I'm back. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't clicked the video. I read the transcript of the video, though.
Oh, it's so bad. Not only does she leave comments on, all the comments are like, notice she doesn't even say she's sorry. She doesn't say any, there's no
like. She says,
like,
I genuinely miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me. Let's just play some clips.
It's so bad. It's only like a minute. We're not playing the whole thing. It's very short.
It's called, Hi Again. She's Lori Loughlin, hey, when she comes out of hiding. Hi Again.
Obviously, I've been gone for really long time, and as much as I wish I could talk about all of this, it's really hard for me to say this just because I know that it's something that needs to be addressed. It's just unfortunately, which is also why I didn't know exactly when I should come back to YouTube, but the reason for that is just because I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now.
Also, she needed to post this first video, and now it's going to be back to normal immediately.
I mean, it's
gonna
be a lose-lose. Haul
video, like, we're going to do this beauty
routine.
It's
a lose-lose. She should have not posted a video until the court stuff was over, because she can't say shit. She can't even say sorry, because that, I guess, implies that she's taking response, that it's, like, their fault, like, that they're guilt. You know what I mean? Like, it implies guilt. But it's not worth even coming back. She makes like a minute long video. Everyone's like mad about it. She like sounds like shit. She's obviously upset. There's no point to this.
I think
there's
point to this. I think she had to have one. It looks like, I mean, I'll be proven wrong or right soon. But I think that in order to reintroduce herself to her YouTube channel, like get back into it, she had to do one sort of like apologetic acknowledgement of the whole situation.
Not
even if
apologetic.
It's vague and bad, even if it's like vague and doesn't reference anything, like you can't even quote this, interestingly, then she can sort of get back into the swing of things and show like, here's what I did this weekend, here's like, she can start doing like, if she had just gone directly into back to normal, it would have been weird. But now she has this, so she could say, okay, back to normal, because there's no way. Look at her, she looks so scared and like uncomfortable. It's such a performance.
I don't even know if she's just going to go back into the other stuff. I feel like she can't, but prove me wrong. I mean,
she misses it. She says, I really miss it. I miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me is just not the same. It's like, what was she doing? She wasn't going to school. She was making videos.
Well, it's just weird because it's like her videos were like her life. So for her to go back into it, it's not like I miss like writing plays or like writing books or like doing things that don't involve my own personal life. I miss like making videos of my own personal life and talking about it. So if you do that, if you want to get back into that, you have to severely clear the air, and not even just like clear the air. You have to be willing to keep talking about it because that's your life, right? I mean, what, I guess she could talk about her, she's not even in school. She can't talk about her dorm room, which, you know, like, what is she going to do?
Yeah,
is my question.
I'm not sure. One more YouTube thing before we move on to our, what are we doing today?
We're doing a Hallmark holiday special. Movies, okay. Holiday movies. It's that time of year. All you're hearing about is Hallmark movies. We had some shows. We talked about them then. It was really fun. Hallmark's got 17 new original films.
Lindsay, you know what? They have more, which I discovered last
night. Because of the Hallmark mystery.
Movies and mysteries.
Yep. So there's 17 original Hallmark branded Christmas movies. And
then
there's like
TK.
10 other or something.
That are just on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which is a premium cable channel.
Which is what you pay for even more than you pay
for
Hallmark.
Yeah, it's not premium, but it's more. I don't know if you could still call it premium because there are commercials.
Lifetime has 10 or so movies. Then Netflix has 5 or so movies. Did you see somebody wrote about, where is it? Basically, somebody wrote about why there are so many Christmas movies all of a sudden, which is like everything feels like a trend when it's a trend, even though it's not necessarily a trend. But this does feel like the kind of like pinnacle of that. And they were asking Lifetime, they were asking Hallmark, they went
Salon.
To Netflix.
There's a gay Christmas movie called Twinkle All the Way.
There's a Christmas movie called like Christmas Movie. Did you see that? Point is, somebody wrote about, and I'll link it when I find it. I apologize.
Esquire?
I really did look everywhere.
We are in the
it.
Golden era of so bad they're good Christmas movies?
No, it was just like they talked to all these different, they talked to Netflix, they talked to Hallmark, and they talked to Lifetime. And my point was, which you're not even be that impressed because I really built this up, they go to Netflix and Netflix's comment was like, we make films. We don't make made for TV movies, we made films. And they go back to Hallmark with that quote, and Hallmark's like, okay, okay, bitches. I mean, they don't say that, but they're like, all right, best of luck to you. You know, like there's this, my point is that there is this like, there are these lines being drawn in the theoretical sand between these
in the snow,
places
Lindsay,
when
in the snow.
Everyone is doing the same bullshit, you know, and it's the same style, the same quality. I mean, I watched last night, which is arguably not a Christmas movie, but I watched a bit of Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. It is shot like a Lifetime movie. That is a very inexpensive looking show.
Yeah,
movie.
I watched like a large chunk of the one with what's her name from Father of the Bride.
Which one
when
is
I was
that?
Like,
which
oh,
song?
Okay.
The one I watched with about Jolene, it literally ends with like a sexily dressed Julianne Hough and another woman, and the other woman's like, Jolene, please don't take my man, like in a parking lot. And you're like, oh, a literal translation.
No, that's great.
But there are plenty of like wild looking movies this year. I mean, I guess the point is like they're funny to the point of being weird, but then not quite that weird because they still want you to watch them without, you know, they're like jokes for us, but not for people who actually genuinely want to watch them. Which ones have you, or do you plan to engage with?
I need to watch the one about the night, A Night Before Christmas. I got, of the Netflix ones, the ones I'm most interested in, because I don't want to watch all the Netflix ones. I want to watch A Night Before Christmas. I want to watch Holiday in the Wild on Hallmark.
I watched Holiday in the Wild. It was an adventure.
That's what I want.
That sounds actually like a promo for the movie.
It was an adventure. An adventure.
I take it Mr. Conrad won't be joining us.
2 days ago, he told me that our marriage was over. 2 hours ago, I landed here on what was supposed to be our second honeymoon by myself.
A lot of people come here to get lost so they can be found again.
Thank you, Yoda.
I do not want to watch Noelle at all.
No, I don't want to. Don't stop talking about just Netflix. We got to expand. Netflix isn't even the king in this. No, that's the what king I'm saying.
Of the Hallmarks, there are so many I want to watch on Hallmark, but I don't want to reveal them yet because that's part of the game.
Oh, okay. Well, so we talk. Yeah, we have two different games. Bobby made one. I made one. And they both reveal the lineup, I think, in a nice way. Mine is more about the lineup, yeah. Mine's more about the stars. And yours, I guess, is more about the descriptions.
Yes.
Okay. So before we get... So maybe we'll end by just like going over any of the ones that we maybe missed. But why don't we just like jump into the game so they're not spoiled by the discussion of the movies. Should I go first? So my game...
I feel like yours is better.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. My game is like the who's who of the Hooladays. Mm-hmm. So we'll just call it who's who. Who's who?
Who's who of the Hooladays?
So I went through all of the films and found some of the more maybe unknown or hooey stars of some of these films. Because the best part of a holiday film on Hallmark or Lifetime is who they decide to like scrounge up. You know, it's like this guy from this and that guy from that.
Yep.
So I'm going to read you the description of the movie and with who's in it. And then I'm going to ask you how we know that person. And you're going to have to tell me how we know that person. Okay? There is multiple choice.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Okay. Number one. In Lifetime's Christmas Unleashed, when Becca, Vanessa Lachey's dog, runs away on Christmas Eve,
Becca is the name of Vanessa Lachey's dog.
Yes. No. Becca is Vanessa Lachey, and the dog doesn't have a name.
I thought it was Becca, comma, Vanessa Lachey's dog.
No. Sorry. It's Becca, because grammar like, stuff on these.
Because I truly assumed that it was like, Hallmark Christmas movies are getting in on the dog movie trend.
But this is a dog. This is a dog series. Christmas Unleashed, get it?
Oh, okay.
When Becca's Vanessa Lachey, because like the grammar, you can't. When Vanessa Lachey's dog runs away on Christmas Eve, she must team up with her ex-boyfriend Max, Christopher Russell, to find him. As the pup leads the exes on an all-day and night search through their North Carolina hometown, they revisit people, places, and things that remind them of their Christmas pasts they spent together. This is easy. We're starting off easy. It gets easy hard. Vanessa Lachey is best known for either A, winning Miss Universe, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Drew Lachey. B, winning Miss America, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Justin Jeffrey. Or C, winning Miss Teen USA, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Nick Lachey.
Well, you left out my favorite fun fact about Vanessa Lachey, which is that D-Listed used to call her Vanessa Manila Folders.
So terrible.
I can't think about her without thinking Vanessa Manila Folders. It was A.
It was A. I guess that was a dead giveaway because I called her Vanessa Lachey. So obviously wouldn't be married. All those men are in 98 Degrees in case you didn't catch my joke.
No, I have the joke.
Fun fact about her co-star, Christopher Russell, who wasn't really interesting enough to feature him instead of her. He's also in Love Unleashed, The Mistletoe Secret, Forever Christmas, My Perfect Romance, A Dream of Christmas, A Puppy for Christmas, Heartfelt, and Merry Christmas, Love Again, and Merry Matrimony and Love Again.
It's funny that they literally just can't. I feel like if Hallmark had their way, they would just call all of them like Christmas movie.
Christmas.
Hey, like the entire process is probably so simple for them and like they're on autopilot. But naming them must be a pain in the ass because you have to check the archives. And it's like whenever we're playing Who Are Them? It's like, have we done Bobcat Goldthwait yet? Have we done Sierra yet? Where you're like, I don't remember if we've talked about this person. And I feel like they're doing it to an even bigger extreme.
We have. The always answer is we have. And they have to. I just love that this is Christmas Unleashed, which honestly sounds like dirty almost from another angle.
Okay. Or it sounds just like a horror movie. But anyway, go on.
Okay. Number two. In Lifetime's Rediscovering Christmas, when Mia, played by Jessica Lowndes, a talented Boston department store window designer, travels to her family's Connecticut town to help her sister design the decor for its annual Snowflake Festival Christmas Eve dance. She finds herself at odds with, and then later attracted to, the stubborn but kindly Adam, played by BJ Britt, whose grandparents founded the beloved festival 60 years ago. Okay. Jessica Lowndes. Is best known for playing A, Amy Abbott on the CW teen drama Everwood, mm-hmm. Adriana Tate Duncan on the CW teen drama 90210, or Elena Gilbert on the CW teen drama The Vampire Diaries. You keep saying I love her. Do you know the answer to this?
Well, the answer was she's on 90210, but do you remember she fake dated
yes.
John Lovitz?
Yes, she's a legend.
No, but she definitely 90210.
Yes, that is correct.
I just kept waiting for you to bring up John Lovitz.
Another fun fact, I honestly forgot. Another fun fact about this movie is that Jessica Walter is in it, and she plays a character named Mrs. Barrington.
Which is this Rediscovering Christmas?
This is Lifetime's Rediscovering Christmas.
Right. Here in Hartford, sparks are flying as a new movie is being filmed here on Pratt Street.
The sidewalks dusted with snow, nutcrackers in the windows. The calendar may read September, but it feels a lot like Christmas in Hartford.
They were here on Sunday and here today, Monday.
Lights, camera, action. With Christmas just 100 days away, the new Lifetime holiday film, Rediscovering Christmas, redesigning Pratt Street for a few days.
It gets harder, but I just really wanted to, like, for our audience and for you. I know this is easy for you, but for our audience. They're probably better at this than you, whatever. Three, in Hallmark's Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses, a single mom played by Jill Wagner takes a risk in following her true passion of interior designing. Design hunky, eligible businessman Nick Matthew Davis's estate in time for Christmas Eve? Is Matthew Davis best known for playing A, Warner Huntington III in the 2001 film Legally Blonde, B, Sebastian Valmont in the 1990 film Cruel Intentions, or C, Jake Perry in the 2002 film Sweet Home Alabama?
It's not. I feel like the third one, if it's I don't remember the character's name, but I feel like the guy in Sweet Home Alabama is Josh Lucas, and the guy in the first one is not. He's not Warner Huntington III. I'm going to say B. I don't remember what it is. Is it B?
Sebastian Valmont was played by Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband, Ryan.
So he's also
He's Warren Huntington III. He also dated Zooey Deschanel
Matthew
back
Davis,
in the day.
Yeah. He played
he
Warren
came up
Huntington
again.
III?
Yes.
Let me see what he looks like. Yes. I didn't see anyone who looks like him now. That's what he looks like now?
He doesn't really look like Warren Huntington III at all.
His face changed.
Yeah, I know. And it's so funny that he's come up twice
his
in
face
our...
One of the Hallmark movies I did, the guy who played Costas in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1 and 2 is
love
in a Hallmark
Costas
movie. And I was like, this guy looks just like Costas.
I love Costas.
He's been in 1 million of them.
Yeah, he's been in... Costas! Every year we're like, Costas? But it's like he is literally in... Okay, number four. In Hallmark's Christmas Hotel, Erin... Tatiana Ali grew up in a small town called Mount Holly and worked at the desk at the Mount Holly Inn before. You know how some of these descriptions are too long and then some are too short? Mm-hmm. Like, they're never just right. Ooh. Okay. She worked at the desk at Mount Holly Inn before moving to a big city to take a job at the Windsor Hotel. When offered a project to secure her first promotion, Erin is eager to prove herself, only to learn that the prestigious hotelier has bought out the Mount Holly Inn and the project will take her back to her hometown. Oh no. Of course, the people in the town, including her ex-boyfriend Connor, Sean Patrick Thomas, aren't happy about the inn being bought out, and tension ensues. Erin and Connor must work together. When several employees go out with the flu, Erin finds herself considering whether she truly wants a promotion or to be home again. Okay, Tatiana Ali is known for
Fresh Prince.
What's her hit song?
Oh,
all day long I dream of you. I can't even
vaguely.
Do you remember that song?
Do
you remember what it's called? It's called Daydreamin'. But Sean Patrick Thomas is best known for playing A, Ren McCormick in the 2001 remake of Footloose, B, Javier in the 2004 film Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights, or C, Derek Reynolds in the 2001
Save
film
Save the Last Dance,
Save
Derek
Last
Reynolds.
Dance. Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Can you believe that Sean Patrick Thomas from Save the Last Dance is playing against Tatiana Ali in a movie about hotels? Can't wait.
Lindsay, yeah, of course I can believe that. No career trajectory makes more sense. I'm surprised that Julia Stiles hasn't started doing Hallmark movies, but honestly,
well,
she's not
jolly
enough.
Well, she got Hustlers. She got Hustlers. She'll do one. Wait, she'll do one because she basically did.
She was in Hustlers.
The Christmas Prince is like based off of The Prince and I, so like she's not far away. Like she'll come back around.
I feel like Julia Stiles is perfect for this, but I feel like she thinks she's above it. And once she realizes that she is perfectly, she's a perfect fit for a Hallmark movie, she'll start doing them more.
Well, she's not above it. She'd have fun, I think.
She thinks she's above it. Okay. She thinks she's above it.
Wow, way to put yourself in her shoes. Okay. In Hallmark's Sense and Sensibility and Snowmen. Oh, sorry. Sense, Sensibility and Snowmen.
Okay.
Christmas enthusiast party planners, Ella, played by Erin, I wrote Erin TK because I forgot to look up her last name, and her sister Marianne, who has no name, clash with their client Edward, Luke McFarlane, who is a not-so-jolly toy company CEO. Luke McFarlane is best known for playing A, Brandon Foster on the Freeform television series The Fosters. Jesus. Scotty Wandell on the ABC television drama Brothers and Sisters. Or C, Max Braverman on the NBC television drama Parenthood.
I don't know. I'm going to guess Brothers and Sisters because I know the least. I've never watched Brothers and
Sisters.
That
is correct. He played Scotty Wandell.
That was a guess.
Luke McFarlane has also starred in TV movies such as Hallmark's The Memory Book, Christmas Land, Maggie's Miracle Christmas, The Mistletoe Promise. And Erin, whose last name I don't know, who plays Ella, has been in Marrying Father Christmas, Engaging Father Christmas, and Finding Father Christmas.
Finding.
Number 7. This only has 8. Don't worry. This only is 8 questions long. In Netflix's Holiday Rush, single dad and radio DJ Rashawn Rush Williams, Romany Malco, loses his job as his 4 entitled kids share their pricey Christmas lists. To keep Rush on the air in Pittsburgh, his producer and aunt plan to buy him another station. What if the Williams family can downsize fast and embrace a simpler life? In this heartwarming film, a loving father reconnects with his children when they all learn true joy comes from who you have, not what you have. Also, this movie features Lala. Has Lala in it.
Like Lala Anthony?
Yes. Is Romany Malco best known for playing Gustavo Gus Fring on Breaking Bad and the sometimes voice of Marvin the Martian, B, Conrad Shepard on Weeds and the sometimes voice of MC Scat Cat, or C, Pacho Herrera on Narcos and the sometimes voice of King Gristle Jr., the King of Bergens in Trolls 2?
I don't know him as a voice. I know he's like He was the Weeds guy.
That's correct. But he is also the sometimes voice of MC Scat Cat.
MC.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Fun fact. Romany Malco's had like a long career. This is a great place for him. He got a Netflix
holiday movie.
He got one of the
funny lines in.
He's in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah.
He and Elizabeth Banks had like the funny. No, it was a Leslie Mann and Elizabeth Banks and Romany Malco got the funny like one scenes in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
No, he's funny in that. He's arguably more known for that, but I feel like he was on Weeds for like the entire series.
Yeah, he was on all of Weeds, but I stopped watching Weeds after
and
like
MC
2 seasons.
And MC Scat. Oh, I watched the whole thing. Great. No. Number 8, the final. This is the final question, okay? In Our Christmas Love Story, when Melody James, Alicia Witt, is accused of plagiarizing her holiday single, she returns home to spend Christmas with her estranged family and old flame and learns what's important in life. That's the whole description.
Alicia
Witt is best known for playing A,
the
younger
Sunshine
sister,
and Mr. Holland's Opus.
The younger sister of Laura Flynn Boyle's character Donna in Twin Peaks. B, country singer Autumn Chase on NBC's Nashville. C, the lead in Lifetime's A Snow Globe Christmas, Hallmark's A Very Merry Mix-Up, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, The Mistletoe Inn, I'm Not Ready for Christmas.
I'm going to go with C.
Or D, all of the above.
Fine, all of the above.
Yes, it's all of the above.
I mean, I know her as Mr. Holland's star student who played the oboe, clarinet, when he's like, play the sunset, sunshine.
What do you like best about yourself?
My hair.
Why?
My father always says that it reminds him of a sunset.
Play the sunset.
I forgot that's your number one reference, but mine
was... Because she immediately can play it well.
Mine is country singer Autumn Chase in NBC's Nashville. No.
She also is in the final season of Orange is the New Black. She's like the almost... Had you watched Orange is the New Black the last season?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
She like is almost the love interest at the end. And then they like, never mind.
Can you believe she's been in so many Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies?
Lindsay, I can believe it. I can believe it.
There's one question that didn't make this because I didn't feel like making up fake answers for it, but it involves Soleil Moon Frye, who's also in these movies. She's in a movie. This. She's in Lifetime staging Christmas. Okay. Guess what? She stages houses. Okay. That was my game.
Lindsay, when you came over to my apartment last week for dinner and dancing, courtesy of Lala, did it smell like beef or did it smell like cat litter?
It smelled like beef. That's what you were cooking.
That's what I was cooking. It smelled like beef, you know?
It smelled like beef.
It smelled delicious in my apartment. It smelled like all the yummy stuff I was cooking, and it didn't smell like cat poo-poo or cat pee-pee because I used Pretty Litter, and nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent, it's lightweight, it's low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to 1 month. Gives me peace of mind. I know I'm gonna have people over and then they're like, oh, it smells like cat in here. My apartment doesn't smell like cat. That's all you want.
No, it doesn't.
You can pick up the cat and love the cat and hug the cat, but doesn't smell like cat.
No.
Their crystals also change color to indicate early signs of potential illness in your cat, like UTIs, kidney issues, and more. This is, in my experience, this is not in the copy, especially helpful if you have a senior cat that's getting older and could have like weird medical issues. The litter crystals will change color and tell you that there might be something wrong so that when you go to the vet, you can say, hey, the litter changed color. Could be this. Check on this. So helpful. And if that is not enough for you, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door. You never run out. You won't have huge kitty litter bags taking up space, especially if you live in a small apartment. And even better, you don't have to lug the huge tubs from the store to your car, up the stairs, blah, blah, blah. Comes right to you. Go to prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/who to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/who. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Mother's Day. It's American Mother's Day coming up. I know the UK has their own Mother's Day in March, but our Mother's Day is coming
and
up.
And we don't just celebrate, you know, biological mothers. We celebrate, you know, people who you could consider mother and those who are mother figures to you. Could be anyone.
If there's a mother in your life who you want to celebrate on Mother's Day, get them StoryWorth. My parents printed out extra keepsake books for them. So now I have one of their keepsake books in my coffee table.
Oh, I love
that. Of their stories, which were, I mean, they were meant for my nephews, but works for me. I like having those stories.
You can read
Everyone
those stories.
Loves these stories in
Any
the family.
Any good stories in there?
Not that I'm willing to share.
Oh.
Well, you know what? Here's a fascinating story. I found out, I don't want to reveal what it was, but I found out what my mom originally wanted to do when she grew up.
Which was what?
She wanted to be a flight attendant.
Oh, wow.
It didn't work out. Didn't work out. We love StoryWorth. That helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom, mother figure, ma, mother.
Capital M,
all
mother.
All mothers. For years to come. Every week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. You can write the questions. You can choose pre-written questions. It's really as much you or your mother are willing to put in. StoryWorth makes it all a breeze. They just need to respond to that email, long or short. Doesn't matter how verbose your mother is. You get a copy of those responses as they're submitted. And then at the end of the year, StoryWorth compiles all of those stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you can share and revisit for generations to come. You can print a copy for yourself. You can print a copy for the grandkids. You can print a copy for your friends. Print as many copies as you want. Families love StoryWorth. That's why it has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over a decade ago. So give all the mothers in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/who. That's storyworth.com/who to save $10 on your first purchase. I'm not doing multiple choice because it makes it too easy.
Okay.
But you've seen some of these, I'm sure, in your research. And I just want to see.
But they've all jumbled in my mind. So it's like I forget immediately stuff. So what's your game called?
I'm glad. So my game doesn't have a name, but it's audio based. So I am showing, I'm playing
Hell yeah.
the audio for all the, for six trailers.
Oh my God, yes.
And I beeped out. This only, usually it's just the name of the movie, but sometimes I had to beep out like identifying things, but that only happened a couple times where they say too much like in the dialogue.
They're like, will we have Christmas in Rome? And the movie's called like Christmas in Rome.
Oh, you wish that the trailers were that descriptive. The trailers give you no sense of anything, and there's much silence in the trailers because a lot of it is just like two F-list celebrities looking at each other like as horny as you can possibly be on Hallmark.
This is gonna be great over a podcast. Truly gonna be great over a podcast. Audio. Ugh, okay, this would have been good live too.
Here we go. Listen, here's part one. They're in no particular order because I was like, how should I order these? And I was like, I'm ordering them in the way that I made them.
This
is fine. Yeah. Okay. Trailer one.
I'm taking a holiday from dating. And while I'm at it, I'm taking a holiday from holidays.
A simple act of kindness.
Who doesn't love opening a Christmas card?
Can change your life forever.
That card brought me here.
Wow.
Chad Michael Murray and Tori DeVito star in a romantic holiday movie.
Shouldn't we be on a sleigh somewhere?
No, I'm happy right here.
Only on Hallmark Channel, the heart of Christmas.
Wait. Okay. The beeps make it so stupid.
It's really funny.
Okay.
What is that one called?
Tori
DeVito
that...
and Chad Michael Murray star in a movie where she writes Christmas cards.
Okay, I know this one for because no of reason. Our show. I'm not going to pretend like I don't. This one is called Write, as in W-R-I-T-E, before Christmas.
I love Write pun. Remember Just Write, the Queen Latifah?
Of course I remember that.
Okay. Next one. You got it right. Wow, Lindsay, good job. Okay, next one.
I got
one.
It right before Christmas.
Here we go. Do you know what we say around here?
What do you say around here?
Nothing unimportant ever happens at
Indulge in a very special Christmas treat in the Big Apple at the legendary
Looks beautiful.
Thanks. My grandparents met here. This used to be the dance floor.
Starring Elizabeth Henstridge and Ryan Pavey.
I thought you understood how I felt about you.
I just love, there's a part in this trailer where it's like, oh, hi, like, oh, well, who are you? I'm Ryan. I'm Viva. My parents met here. And then they just look at each other. And it's like, okay, my parents met
I
here.
Okay, I know that one. I know
all
that
of these are like The Room.
That's the one where they, where she gets a job where she does the history of the Christmas at the plaza. Like she does a Christmas museum.
She's
Christmas
an archivist
museum.
Or something. And it's like they hire her to make a history of the Christmas museum exhibit.
That one is called Christmas at the Plaza for sure.
That's it. You got it right. Wow. Okay, next one. Next one. Here
we go. These are so funny to listen to.
Spend the holidays with a star-crossed Christmas love story.
This whole feud, it happened, what, 3 generations ago?
They started it. We were here first.
May the best family win.
That's a nice smile.
Are you following me?
A heartwarming holiday movie.
You're great. I'm great. We'll be great together.
The dance is tomorrow night, and I was wondering if you'd like to go with me.
Rachel Boston and Wes Brown shine. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Whoa, okay, wait. But,
like, the things that happen in this, it's like, this. Listen to this part.
That's a nice smile.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Are you following me?
That's a nice smile. Are you following me? I'm great. You're great. You're
is
great.
Is it called, like, Stocked on Christmas?
Guess. This is the one about the hotel, which they barely reference.
Christmas Inn.
Check
Christmas
in to time Christmas.
In. Check
in with two N's.
But they didn't mention the hotel in that.
No, because it's unmentioned in this. It's all like...
This movie sounds it's called like, you know...
Like Family in, Feud for
in
Christmas.
Jail for Christmas, right? Or yeah, Christmas. It's like Christmas Feud or like
Al Borland
in-laws.
From Home Improvement is in it, and he's like, "Oh, may the best family win." And you're like, "What? There's a feud? You can't just introduce these things without telling us."
Okay check next in one, next for one. Christmas. Check in for Christmas.
No, check often, in to Christmas.
Often the best billed person is that third lead, the Priscilla Presley or the Al Borland or like the June Squibb of the movie where it's like that person's in this. They don't get the lead, but they get like the third lead.
Well, there's one in I don't think I used it in this, but it's like Sherry Deegan and like William Buckley like star in this thing. And then it's like the co-star is Brenda Blethyn.
Who's Brenda Blethyn?
Brenda Blethyn literally is an Oscar winner.
Okay. For what?
And she plays the main
for
that
what?
Movie. She won the Oscar for that movie.
Only you would know that Brenda Blethyn is an Oscar winner.
Oh, she was only nominated. She was only nominated.
Who the fuck is Brenda Blethyn?
She was only.
It's funnier that you were like, she's an Oscar winner.
Secrets and Lies. She's the mom in Lovely and Amazing.
Okay, well now she's the great aunt. Now she's great aunt Lacey in like Hallmark's like Christmas at the Cranks or whatever.
No, she's in the one where they help this old lady find the money.
Oh, do you know? Club. Did you see somebody tweeted us and it's only $80?
What?
That the lady loses. It's $80.
She loses $80.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, she loses $80 and then those like two idiots.
It's also
help
based
her
off a
it
popular series. Okay.
Oh no.
A book
okay
series.
Next one.
I know.
Next
yeah
one. This one's great. This one's okay great. Here we go.
Danica McKellar and Niall Mader are getting ready for the biggest party of the season.
I want it to be the best.
So do I.
Good.
Is this
Rachel?
I have heard so much about you.
I'm gonna miss this place.
You like her. I think you should tell her before she leaves.
You can have what you want if you believe you can
oh
have it.
Words to live by.
That was Dolly. That's Dolly.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
That's Dolly. I heard Dolly. So
yeah,
this
you
is
heard
this is Christmas at Dollywood.
Christmas at Dollywood.
This is Christmas at Dollywood.
I just love how the
Danica
the trailers,
McKellar.
But in this what one, it just says Danica. It has the two leads. They don't even pretend to give them character names. It's like Danica McKellar and like Ross whatever. They don't even give the characters names. I just can't believe the structure of these trailers.
Yeah, they
it
meet,
doesn't matter.
They meet at Dollywood and fall in love or something, right?
And she's like, I love it here.
And Dolly's like, hey. Hey, y'all.
Dolly had a free second.
Dolly's like, okay, watch Heartstrings on Netflix. Please.
This is a conflict of interest or whatever. This is a conflict. Next one. Here we go.
This December, Christmas favorite Candace Cameron Bure is finding love and family in a place that was meant to be.
There's a photo of my dad in the cafe.
Sounds like a little bit of fate brought you to Grand Falls.
Don't miss this all-new original holiday movie.
Wow.
Wow yourself.
I'm right here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Wow, you're
part of the 10th anniversary of Countdown to Christmas, premiering this December, only on Hallmark Channel.
Okay, first of all, the part where she says, wow, yourself. Mm-hmm. That's a
and
good
it's
part.
The funniest thing. It's like, you know, like movies where they, you know, the one person comes down the stairs and they're dressed like beautifully, and then the
yeah
other person is like
she's
dressed
all
beautifully
that.
She's literally in like the most modest
oh
Christmas dress, you know, essentially covers her ankles, covers her whole shoulders, but it's
and
red
like,
and white.
He's like,
and
he's wah,
like,
wah, 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 wah.
He's like, yeah, 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 yeah,
his
yeah.
His tongue
yeah, yeah
like rolls out like a carpet.
No, exactly. Wow, yourself. And he's in like nothing but tweed, like
okay,
whole body covered
I
in tweed.
I know the title of this because it's the Candace Cameron Bure movie that I always think is called something else, but it's actually just called Christmas Town.
Christmas
right?
Town.
Am I yes wrong? It makes literally no sense why it's called anything, but it is called Christmas Town.
Christmas Town. And then she's like, my dad's photo's in the cafe. And he's like, wow.
What's,
and yeah, that's
fate,
Mutt. That's Mutt from Schitt's Creek.
Mutt from Schitt's Creek. And honestly, mm-hmm, people were like, oh my God, but that's a perfect place for him to
yeah
be.
And he's like the perfect looking person for Hallmark.
Yes,
he's like,
and she's the Christmas queen, so starring opposite to her is like a big deal in this
did
world.
Did you hear this trailer called her Christmas favorite, Candace Cameron
she
Bure?
She is Christmas favorite. Not
half,
only, first
half
of all,
half of Hallmark's yearly budget goes to Candace
not
Cameron
only
Bure.
Not only is she in a million of them, if Hallmark Christmas movies were like an MLM, she's recruited so many people to be in them. So like she literally is like the number one recruiter.
She's the Ma Anon Sheila. She's the Ma Anon Sheila
yes
of Hallmark.
She's the
Tough Hollies. Tough
she's,
mistletoe.
She's driving that pink Hallmark Cadillac with the logo along the side through the town.
Mm-hmm. She's spraying salmonella
she's
on the
like,
salad
this could
bars.
Be you, y'all. This could be you. Okay.
Spraying salmonella on the deviled eggs and the cranberry
sauce. We're just
sauce
truly
and
mixing up our stories. Like, I'm
yeah
telling the story
really
of your neighbor who sold, like, cosmetics, and you're telling them on non-story. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Is there more?
There are two more.
Nikki DeLoach is coming home for the holidays. The town she left behind and the traditions they shared will open her heart in unexpected ways.
There's a family legend now that the two makes people fall in love.
Being here showed me how much I was missing.
Michael Rady co-stars.
Did you mean what you said about making Christmas new?
premieres Friday, November 1st at 9.
There's like
it's called Two Turtle Doves. I don't know. You're never going to get this. Two Turtle Doves. Also, it says Nikki DeLoach is coming home for Christmas, but they don't use her character's name, so they make it seem like the actress Nikki DeLoach is in it as
she
herself.
Is.
Her
she
name
is
Dr. Sharon. The movie, her name is Dr. Sharon.
She is coming home for Christmas.
And they're also mixing things because the Turtle Dove story, like, isn't that a Home Alone 2 thing? And she goes, there's a family legend that two turtle doves mean that you fall in love. Like, if you find two turtle doves. It's like, you can't just make these things up, but I guess literally you can.
I mean, there's a lot of tropes, and there's one of them. You got to work in the turtle doves, you know?
This is the last one starring Kathy Lee Gifford in the third role.
Oh, no.
I love, you're right. The third role is really interesting. We should have done a quiz about the third role.
We could have done the third role. We'll do it again.
Go. Next year.
Oh! I'm Jack.
I'm Alice.
Okay, just for your information, that like, they bumped into each other. Three of the movies that I've quizzed you on have the meet cutes where they bump into each other and they go, oh.
Yeah. I always bump into people.
You're still holding my hands.
Oh.
So many coincidences like that just don't happen.
Hey.
My mom would say that this is a
only on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
My mom would say, is the name of the title like, this is a Christmas for the ages, or like, this is the best Christmas ever.
She would call a coincidence this. This is what these Christian people call coincidences.
What?
I've never heard this in my life.
A Christmas,
but it's the most Kathy Lee thing I've ever heard.
Is it like, I don't even know what to, I don't even know where to go with this.
A God wink Christmas.
A God wink Christmas?
She was like, my mom would call this a God wink.
Is that when God winks at you?
Yeah, and he's like, surprise.
He's like, yeah, bitch.
Surprise, you're marrying Candace Cameron Bure. Anytime God winks at you, Candace Cameron Bure is like 6 minutes away.
She's like, honk, honk. It's like, actually, God wink is just like her GPS that she has set up. Okay.
A God wink Christmas.
That's incredible. Wow. What an amazing
story. Kathy Lee Gifford and who cares?
Who the fuck else? Are there any other notable Hallmark people or things popping up? I noticed something that I thought was delightful. Did you know that both Tia and Tamara each get their own Christmas movie?
Yeah, I think that's
nice. They don't even have to do it together. Mm-hmm. Tia is in A Very Vintage Christmas, which has already aired, and Tamara is in A Christmas Miracle on Hallmark's Movies and Mysteries. It's about a single mom who, you know, is a writer at a lifestyle magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's a job that will definitely, I don't know, never mind, cut that.
Ashanti okay, that's cool. is in a movie, one of the movies Ashanti's in it. Mm-hmm. We've got, what else? We've got, there's so many things. You didn't even bring up my favorite one, which is A Double Holiday or Mistletoe and Menorahs. Hallmark
they
and
don't
Lifetime.
Have, there's no trailer for that yet. I wanted it. Oh. There's no trailer for Double Holiday yet. They're like, we're burying this movie. We feel pressured to make a Hanukkah movie, but we don't want to promote it.
The greatest thing about a Hanukkah, Hallmark, or Lifetime movie is that it's still about Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, she converts at the end.
Like A Double Holiday is about them trying to like plan a Christmas party for the office, and it's also a Hanukkah party that so they have to do both. And then Mistletoe and Menorahs is Epstein plays Jonathan, who is in desperate need of turning his bachelor pad into a Christmas wonderland to impress his girlfriend's father, but he's Jewish.
Oh no!
So a toy company exec helps Jonathan teach her all about Hanukkah to land the big account. What the fuck is this? What the hell is this?
I mean, we made this joke at the live show, but the way that these things work, it's like they have three wheels. One's like woman name, one's man name, and then one's like job. And they just roll them and they make a movie out of the results. That's it.
Right. But sometimes the job wheel could be updated.
The job wheel
is a little bit, but it's only four jobs on the job wheel.
The thing about the job wheel, though, is that it's not real jobs. It's just like words.
Right. Well, like it's like Richard Scarry jobs. I mean, the job wheel is 1/4 CEO, you know, like CEO takes up 1/4 of the job wheel.
Fine. Job wheel. And then another wheel that's just nouns. Christmas related nouns. Right.
Right.
And they have to integrate that with the job.
Right.
So CEO, the CEO, toys. CEO of a toy company. CEO, ceramics company.
I will be watching at least two of the Hallmarks. I haven't decided which one, but I'll also be watching... I watched Holiday in the Wild, which was insane. Fully insane. Mm-hmm. Rob Lowe playing... I don't even know what he was playing, but there's this whole through line about coffee that I told you about. She like is like, why can't you? There's no good coffee maker here. And then it ends with her like giving him a latte machine. Meanwhile, they're like, you know, in Africa with the elephants. So there's like this mm-hmm. whole thing going on with that. It's very strange. And then the other one that I want to see is obviously Lea Michele's Same Time Next Christmas, because ABC doesn't really have that many Christmas movie offerings. I think it's the only one.
Yeah, we got to watch Same Time Next Christmas. For sure. We're going to do a Patreon episode about Same Time Next Christmas.
I think we might. So if you are a Patreon listener, you can get the exclusive either episode about that or like watch along. I'm not sure how we're going to do it. Maybe it just will be an episode about
it. The other one I really want to watch is the one with Autumn Reeser and Jesse Metcalf, where she's an astronomer and he works at a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah. Christmas
Under the Stars.
Under the Stars, yeah.
Christmas Under the Stars, yeah. I want to do that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure which other ones are... I would watch the Jessica Lowndes one. That one sounded good. Yeah. I always like ones when there's music involved, country music. So
Christmas
maybe
Love
I'll
Story,
watch,
the one where Kristen Chenoweth sings. Yeah,
that maybe I'll last watch night, Christmas at Dollywood. That one is coming out on the 8th. Maybe I'll watch the one that's aspiring R&B singer Layla pairs up with amateur songwriter Spence to try and land a record deal. Who knows? Maybe they'll sing Christmas songs. Oh, maybe we'll watch the Alicia Witt one. That one sounds good. Guess who else is in one? None other than Rachel Lee Cook. She's in one.
Wow.
Yeah. Guess what it's called? A Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas. Remember that?
Okay, let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
What is she up to? Her birthday. Because we missed that. Her birthday. Well, yeah, because I guess we sort of missed it because it was her. We did the live shows, but
she celebrated her 29th birthday. Rita is still in her 20s, which is crazy to me. I feel like when Rita's in her 30s, game changer.
When Rita celebrates her 40th birthday, like we're all going to assume she's been around for like 100 years because she's done so much.
Whoa. When Rita turns 30, though, I feel like she'll be part of like our age bracket, maybe. Mm-hmm. So she can relate to us more versus us trying to relate to him. She is higher above our tax bracket.
No,
okay.
Please.
Okay.
So Rita Ora looks braless. Rita Ora, this headline. Braless Rita Ora just about protects her modesty in sizzling sheer shirt with perilously low slung jeans as she belts out Beyonce on karaoke for her 29th birthday in Vegas. This is the sort of headline we have not seen in months.
Braless Rita Ora is one of the best
just
things.
Just about protects her modesty.
This is a headline that makes this podcast. This is why we do it.
I want to read it again. Braless Rita Ora just about protects her modesty in sizzling sheer shirt with perilously low slung jeans as she belts out Beyonce on karaoke for her 29th birthday in Vegas. This is art. This is an incredible headline. This
Did
is an incredible
work.
Did
you see any of the clips from her birthday on Instagram? Because they sang
I saw some of them, yeah.
Rita sang Shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
I was like,
was in the thread, yeah.
Honestly, blown away. I loved it.
That's a really good song to sing.
I put it in the thread. That was me. It was great. She sounded amazing. Hearing Rita sing karaoke is crazy because it's just Rita Ora singing a cover song, which I assume is like every singer singing karaoke. It's just them singing a cover song, you know?
Did you see the latest picture of her on the Artful Dodger set on the little bike?
Every day a new photo. It says, how many outfits are there in this movie?
Look at this outfit. I've never seen anything like this outfit in my whole life.
Oh, I think this is this new? What is
it
she
It says
wearing?
She will play the Artful Dodger in next year's Oliver Twist remake.
This might
pictured
be,
on set. It
I
says
might
she's
have
pictured
seen
on set.
This. I might have seen this already before, but this might. But I. But it's incredible. It's a sweater. She's got the tights with holes in them. What are those? Fishnet tights, boots. She's got a big cross. She's got a leather like vintage motorcycle cap.
Mm-hmm.
And she's riding like a low rider bike with like the big bars. Okay, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Do we want to move on to she's one of two women playing this festival?
Well, this fest, there's a festival that got kind of a flack for not having gender parity. It was like all men. And Rita is one of the two women playing the festival. It's a festival in Scotland called Transmit or something. Transmit.
Who's the other woman? Beyonce?
Great question. No. It's not Beyonce. It's Rita Ora and rapper Little Sims. Yeah.
With a Z. Little Sims.
Yeah. So that's some of the news. The sad news. I mean, this is like a real bummer. Like
Rita, I saw those photos.
Aww. Rita rarely goes into this territory. Actually, it did go into this territory when there was that fire. Remember
she
the
does.
Fire?
She connects with her, you know.
No, but
her.
I mean, it gets sad, like actually very sad. Yeah. So there was an earthquake in Albania. And like a really, really bad one, like really bad. So a bunch of people have died. It's like, it's really a bummer. So all of the pop stars of Albanian origin, of, you know, there are quite a few, including the singers Dua Lipa, Rita Ora, and Bebe Rexha, three faves, have made appeals on social media, which is great. And Rita Ora is, I guess, collecting money. She's getting people to donate, which is great. And she's going to try and help them as much as she can. I mean, it's a really like bad. It was a really bad earthquake. It wasn't like a little blip. It was a big thing.
Yeah. So I saw her post about that.
So give some money to Albania via Rita Ora if you want to, you know, help those people. Honestly, it's a great thing to do, I think. This was the New York Times article ended on Rita's quote. Ms. Ora said she would help build a home for a homeless family and quote, directly help the families as much as I can, which is great.
Okay, so thank you for listening to Who Weekly.
On a sad note. On a sad note.
We focused a lot on Hallmark stuff. We'll do more just like normal Who news on Friday. But that means you're going to have to call in 619-WHO-THEM. Tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah, and we might talk about stuff, it on Friday. We definitely missed stuff, but we'll answer your calls based on what we missed for this week. And we'll definitely catch up with this week. I just wanted to do something special for the main pod about Hallmarks. I feel like we always do a Hallmark episode. It's fun.
We always do. And we'll do more on the Patreon. But until then, have a good week. Call us at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, concerns. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. And we will see you on Friday. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You or Jayla? Yeah. Yeah. They want to know.